night and welcome to Gypsies for Jesus Faith Radio tonight. Well, happy Lord's Day, everyone. I want to apologize to those faithful listeners. We haven't been on for a few weeks, but we're back on every Friday and Sunday night at 11 p.m. East Coast time, 10 o'clock Central time, and 8 o'clock on the West Coast. So I'd like to welcome everyone tonight. God bless everyone tonight. Stay with us. Be blessed. Tonight, our brother Gus is going to share a word tonight on Noah. This is part one of a three-part series, and our brother Gus will be with us shortly tonight to share the word tonight. So we'd like to welcome our listeners out there who are calling listeners, also the listeners that are listening by internet tonight, and those of you that are listening by Facebook tonight around the country and around the world. Praise God for you tonight. We love you. We welcome you. We're going to be passing out some phone numbers tonight, making a couple of announcements tonight. And so grab a pen, paper, write down these numbers, email address also for prayer. So what we're going to do right now, as we do every program, is we're going to open up with a prayer tonight. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you tonight for this program. Father God, we thank you for each and every listener. Tonight, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you lead, guide, direct each and every one of us. Father God, not only us as hosts, but the listeners tonight, Father God. Tonight, draw your people, Father God, the lost, the backsliders, those who just need to hear your word tonight, Father God. We thank you for them, Father God. We thank you for drawing your people in tonight. Father God, we ask for a fresh new anointing. Bless us tonight from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. In the name of Jesus, and we say amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord again tonight to each and every one of you tonight. You know, I like to lift up a prayer tonight. This little girl who needs emergency prayer, her name is Abigail. And I like to ask the listeners tonight to pray along with me. You have to pardon me, I kind of lost my voice from the allergies out there, allergy season for me, and lost my voice a little bit. I know some of you are applauding right now, but anyhow, we're trying to get our voice back here. So let us pray tonight. Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God, we lift up this little girl, Father God, Abigail, before you, Father God. We ask tonight, Father God, that you touch her, that you give her a miracle, Father God. Father God, tonight we ask, Father God, that you put peace upon her, her family, Father God. We know that you're the healer tonight, Father God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for the good report we're going to hear. Bless her tonight, healer, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. By the power of your Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name, and we say amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord tonight. We have our brother Gus with us tonight. God bless you, Gus. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you, Brother John?
Good. Praise the Lord.
Well, family's good. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. It's good to be back on the radio. I just apologize to the listeners tonight for my voice. I lost my voice a little bit tonight. Like I said, I know some of you are cheering that on, but again, that's okay. Praise God. I talk a lot. But praise God that we're here tonight together. And we're here for one reason, to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. That's what it's about. This program is not about myself. It's not about our brother Gus tonight. It's about the Lord, amen, and God's people tonight. So praise the Lord. I'm going to make a major announcement here. This is the last time that we'll be called Gypsies for Jesus. Tonight we're called Gypsies for Jesus Faith Radio. But we're going to be called Faith Radio after tonight. So I'd like everyone to jot it down. We'll come out with a new logo that will be called Faith Radio. You can call us in the same number. And this is the number. We're going to pass it out right now. If you have friends, family members, pass out the number. It's area code 917-889-7893. That's area code 917-889-7893. The call-in number tonight, if you'd like to come in for a prayer or listen to the word tonight by telephone tonight, I know those of you who are listening out there on the internet tonight, if you want to listen to us by the internet, if you have a home computer, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, BlogTalkRadio.com, type in Gypsies for Jesus Radio, which will be called Fate Radio shortly. But Gypsies for Jesus Radio, and type that in, you can hear us live. And so praise the Lord for that. If you can call in tonight, you need a prayer request, you have a question, whatever it might be, you could email us. We have an email. Our email address is gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. That's gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. We're going to ask the listeners tonight. We have a few minutes before the word starts tonight. If you have a prayer request tonight, all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad, and we'll call you up for prayer tonight. And so that's all you have to do if you're a call-in listener, is hit 1 on your keypad for prayer tonight. Amen? So God bless everyone tonight. Praise the Lord. And we do have a caller, I believe, so we're going to take it. Area code 707, God bless you. You're live on the air. God bless you. You're live on the air. Probably just a listener. We apologize for that tonight. Well, glory to God tonight. Like I say, stay with us and be blessed tonight. Tonight is going to be a 3-part series on Noah. So I'm going to ask our brother Gus to share a little bit about what he's going to be teaching. And just to introduce everyone who hasn't heard our brother Gus before, our brother Gus is from California, and he teaches at Assembly of God Church in Napa Valley, and he's a senior teacher there. And so praise God for that, doing a great job for the Lord. And so, Gus, why don't you share tonight about the teaching a little bit before we go into
it. Amen. We'll do that. Listeners, God bless you. Like Brother John said, we've been away for a while, but we're back now. And to you that have been listening, we did the Spirit of Python. We've done the patriarchs of the Old Testament, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we're starting here in September, for the rest of September, Noah. And how that was a rapture in Noah's days, and how he was saved by the ark through the flood. Again, this is going to be a 3-part teaching, so you don't want to miss any of the teachings. But if you do, Brother John will give you the link that you could get on later on after live radio or at any time, how to listen to the archive teachings that we've teached on in the past. So if you do happen to miss them live, it's okay. You can listen to them when you get a chance, and then you can get caught up for next Sunday's teaching. So we're going to start... We're going to start from Genesis 6, so if you have your Bibles ready, or an iPad, or an iPhone, open up your Bible apps, or open up your Bible to the 6th chapter of Genesis. There's a prayer request that I'd like to bring before you, listeners, if you can pray. But I'm going to ask Brother John if he could pray tonight before we get into the study. There's a... There's a woman over here, 43 years old. She got run over by a car, and she's in critical condition in the hospital right now. She's got a big family. She got 5 kids. Brother John, if you could lift her up in prayer, that would be great.
Yes.
Right. Tammy.
Yes. Yes, Tammy?
Yes.
Yes, let's lift her up. And I'm going to ask the listeners tonight, the believers tonight, just to lift up this young lady tonight, and for complete healing, for a miracle for her tonight. Father God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up our sister Tammy before you, Father God. We ask tonight, Father God, that you touch her by the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God, that you comfort her tonight. Father God, that you, Father God, are the healer tonight. Father God, take away the pain, Father God. Heal the broken bones, whatever her injuries are, Father God. Father God, we ask tonight, Father God, for complete healing for her. Father God, tonight, knowing that you're the healer, Father God, bless Tammy tonight and heal her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray for her in Jesus' name, and we say amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You know what, Gus?
Thanks,
I believe
brother.
We do have a call. Before we start the teaching, I believe we have a call. It's area code 313. We're going to take it real quick. God bless you. Oh.
Yeah, hello.
God bless you. How are you?
God bless you, John D. I'm doing fine. John D, I need a prayer for the baby, Bita, Gabby. And I need a prayer for my daughter, for my two daughters. I need a prayer for my family in Chicago. And my daughter said something very dinimos out of her mouth. Dinimos mutabian puscomi. So I want to pray for her, what she said. And dinimos pinya so pinya, jungalus watu mutudia, ano dujmano. And I don't want to, I told her that. Che dinimos mutosavian ki umi, te do dujmano na tuti, I think, cause jungalus swatre kai mutus. So I'd like to pray for her, te diko do pilati, te mamma chupino godo jungalus watu.
Amen. 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 Let's pray tonight. Father God, tonight, Amarodel, we lift up, Amarodel, these prayer requests, Father God. We lift up the young lady, first of all, that she's praying for, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever that need is tonight, Father God, we ask, Father God, I believe her name is Gabby, for complete healing for her, Father God, spiritually, physically, financially, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Tonight, we lift up Father God, I'm going to see Father God, her family in Chicago, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, only you came to tongue. Put peace upon her daughter tonight, Father God. You know the situation. We know that you're the answer. Tonight, Father God, touch her, Father God, and heal her, Father God, from foul language, Father God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, provide for the family, spiritually, physically, financially. Bless them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name, I pronounce amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank
God
you,
Johnny.
God bless you. God bless everybody
Thank
on this
you.
Line. God bless everybody. Bye.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
You're welcome.
Amen. Praise God tonight. Praise the Lord tonight for God's word. That's what it's about. That's why we have this radio program, just to let the listeners know.
Right, right.
To say it's, you know, this is for people who maybe didn't make it to church today or can't. Maybe you're not close to a church in your area. But praise God, you know what? We're here tonight to lift up His name and not ourselves. Amen. Praise God. So, without further ado, what we're going to do is lift up our brother Gus tonight as he shares the word on Noah. This is part one of Noah, so let's lift him up before the Lord and lift up God's people tonight. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your word, Amaradel. Father God, your word is holy, your word is true, Father God. It's living and sharper than any two-edged sword. Tonight, Father God, we lift up our brother Gus before you, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you lead him, guide him, direct him, Father God, that you give him and us a fresh new anointing of your Holy Spirit, Father God. Father God, tonight, Father God, let every word be from you and the Holy Spirit, not a single word from our flesh, our mortal will. And Father God, bless all of us, the listeners tonight, to receive your word, our mortal God, our mortal will. Father God, open up our spiritual eyes, ears, hearts, minds, souls, and spirits to receive it, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen. God bless you, Gus. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Are we coming in clear? Are we loud?
Yes,
or
you sound great.
Low?
You sound great to me.
Okay, thank you. Listeners, again, we're going to be studying from the sixth chapter of Genesis. It's going to be about 21, 22 verses. But we need to get through all that to get to the last part of it, which is the main part of it. So we'll go slow. we'll read the scripture, we'll go through the text, and then we'll go back over it and we'll break it down. And that's what we intend to do with any book, whether it's New or Old Testament. We want to study the Word and let the Word study us. So here we go, Genesis chapter 6. When man began to multiply on the face of the land and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of man were attractive, and they took as themselves wives as they chose. Then the Lord said, "My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh. His days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim, which in Hebrew means fallen ones, the Nephilim were on the earth in those days and after the flood. When the sons of God came to the daughters of men and bore children to them, these were the mighty men of old, the men of renown." Verse 5. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually. Now, this is the reason for the flood. Verse 6, and the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, "I will blot out man, whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals, creeping things, birds from under heaven, for I am sorry that I have made them." But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. That's verse 8. Highlight that or underline that in your Bible, or copy and paste that in your phone. That's very important. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. So Noah was not perfect. Noah was not sinless. He found favor. And that's what we want to find today before our Velodel, second coming, before the rapture. This is a picture of the rapture in the Old Testament, that the Lord saved them through the washing of the water. Water represents cleansingness, or to be cleansed. So Noah found favor in the sight of God. Okay, moving on. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. And Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, "I have determined to make an end to all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood." A different translation might say acacia wood. "Make rooms in the ark and cover it and in and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits. One cubit is 300 feet. Just remember that. 300 cubits. Its breadth, 50 cubits. Its height, 30 cubits. Make a roof for the ark and finishes to make it, let's start from 16. Make a roof for the ark and finish it to a cubit above, and set the door of the ark in its side. Make it with lower and second and third decks. For behold, I will bring a flood of waters upon to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall die, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you and your sons, your wife and your sons and their wives." Verse 19. "And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of birds according to their kind, animals according to their kind, every creeping thing on the ground according to its kind, two of every sort shall come into you to keep them alive." Verse 21. Also take with you every sort of food that is eaten and store it up. It shall serve as for food for you and for them. Verse 22. Here is the key. Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him.
Amen.
He did all that God commanded him. So let's pick up from 22 and then we'll go back. The Lord asked him to make this boat, just imagine it, as big as the Titanic. There were not a few animals. There was two of every kind. So you got to imagine from the largest to the smallest. This was a lot of work. There was not a nation of people doing this. Brother John, just imagine for a second. It's you and your wife and your three sons and their wives. That's a lot of work for you guys to bring all of these animals and to build this on top of that.
Right.
And God
exactly.
has asked this one man to do that. Not a group of people, not a group of men. The only one man is Noah. It says Noah found favor. Not a certain group of people, one man. Of all the earth, because it was going to rain. Now, until this time, we're talking about 900 years from Adam to Noah. Until this time, there was not rain. If you guys want to flip over to Genesis 2:5, it says, look what it says real quick. Genesis 2:5. When no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land. So it had not rained. In what water was, because they had the Mediterranean Sea, the Black Sea, but they did not know what rain, water from heaven, what we know as rain, they did not know. They had no idea, they had no clue. So when God said it was going to rain, Noah didn't even know what it meant. But here's the thing. It's not important for us to know a particular time. What's important for us to do is just obey.
Amen.
So we said he was very obedient. Because a lot of times we want to see, and John, maybe you could help me here for a minute. We want to see God's plan from the beginning to the end before we take it, right?
Yes.
But he doesn't always give us the whole thing because we're like babies in his eyes and we can't handle that. He gives us steps. He'll give me,
right.
He'll give John, and he'll give you listeners a little bit at a time because he knows we can't handle the whole thing or it'll be too much for us. And that's what he's doing with Noah. But what's important here, listen, is that Noah is obeying. So we'll start from the start. Now, 6:1 says that the world was corrupt. It was acting very evil. Every thought of man was evil continually, meaning a thought after thought was wrong, corrupt, immoral, and it was against God. So the only choice God had was to start again with one man. Now, he could have wiped away Noah, too. But he found favor. Not that he was perfect, because Romans says, for we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. He was trying to walk with God. It says he did walk with God. And that's the favor that he found. So here's the question. Are you walking with God before the flood comes again? Now, it's not a flood of waters. We know God says, I will never flood the earth again. But it's going to be a flood of wrath and judgment. That we want to escape that. And we're going to be under the new covenant, which is Jesus' blood. That is going to be our rapture, the second coming, by Penelope Paul. He says, behold, he comes like a thief in the night. He says man's years will only be 120. 120 represents man in the Bible. We see that a lot. So God is giving a certain amount of time before he does this. He's letting people know. And he's also doing that with the rapture. There was many people that wanted to get on the boat, but it was too late after the door was shut. They made fun of Noah, and they said, what are you doing? You're building this a night bite. There's no water. You're not even near water. The closest water was miles away. And it had levels. And it had these different rooms to store these different animals. Could you imagine how ridiculed he was? 100 years, the scripture tells us that it took him to build this. And then after he was done, 7 days later, the rains came. And then God took him into the ark. Are people making fun of you today? Are they making fun of me today because of your faith? Because of where you go to church? Or because of your church? Well, you know what? Hang in, because God's coming. And we want to be raptured. We don't want to be left behind. That's why we stay in the Word. We don't know when God's coming. What's important is that we just be ready, prepared.
That's right.
Study God's Word, that he may find you approved. So, we'll go on a little bit further. There's some very important words that you're going to see in chapter 7. Then the Lord God said to Noah, go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you are righteous, that you are righteous before me in this generation. Very important that God sees you righteous. Jesus said in the New Testament, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, you cannot enter heaven. What does Jesus mean when he says righteous, when he says Noah's righteous, or your righteousness needs to exceed that of the Pharisees? Well, simply this. We put away any self-righteousness that I have or that Brother John has. We actually just discard it. That means to just put it aside because it will not do us any good. And we put on the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. And now the Father sees us cleansed, covered in the blood, and righteous because Jesus reconciled us to him by the perfect, spotless Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. That's how we're righteous. That's the righteousness he was talking about in the New Testament. But they didn't understand it. But now we're looking back 2,000 years, and we understand it. And we see that we need to be righteous in front of God, and that the only way is that to be in Jesus Christ. Verse 2, take with you 7 pairs of animals. So all these 7 pairs, there were some clean and there were some unclean. Okay. Verse 4, for in 7 days I will send rain on the earth, 40 days, and 40 nights. We see in the Bible a lot of 40s. John, could you mention 1 or 2 40s in the Bible, whether they're days, years, months?
Sure. Let's see. They wandered 40 years in the wilderness, the Israelites.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Jesus was fasted 40 days in the wilderness.
There you go. There you go.
Amen. That's two. Amen. That come to mind. Amen.
Those are the ones I was thinking about too. Jesus fasted in the wilderness when he was led by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil in Matthew chapter 4 and also Luke chapter 4. The people wandered in the wilderness, Exodus 13, 14, 15, all the way to 20, for 40 years. Moses was on the mountain with God for 40 days and 40 nights. Elijah was on Mount Mount Carmel for 40 days. But what is the significance of 40? Well, this is why. After 40 years in the wilderness, we've seen a transformation of people. They were all changed, and they made it the promised land. All the bad generations that they did not make it. They died and didn't enter the promised land. Jesus was transfigured after 40 days after he prayed. What other 40s was there? After this 40 days, 40 nights that it's going to rain, the world was transformed. It was a whole new world. The world that we're in now, it's after the flood. The world was beautiful, very beautiful before the flood. What you see now, those mountains, the Grand Canyon, that's post-flood. Before
that's
that,
right.
It's God's hand, how he made the world. But now it was a flood because God had to cleanse. But look, you're going to see next week that as soon as Noah got off, he planted a vineyard, he grew grapes, he drunk them, he ate them, and he got drunk. He sinned. But God cleansed the earth, but he didn't cleanse the hearts. That's man's job, to go to God and cleanse the heart. David said, cleanse my heart, O God. See if there's any unrighteous thing in me, sinful thing in me. So come to God with however you are. Don't think you're going to fix yourself and I'm going to get it straight, I'm going to get my wife back, I'm going to get my husband back, I'm going to straighten out my kids, and then I'm going to go to church, because it's not going to happen. Come to God with your problems, with your broken marriage, with your kids that are bad, and God will fix it. God will take care of it. God will work it. God will put it all together. Because Noah was a perfect man. When it says that Noah was blameless, it doesn't mean that. If you look at the translation in Hebrew, it simply means that he was walking with God. Did he falter? Yes. But his eyes was fixed on God because God was speaking to him and he was obeying. Do we fall today? Yes. I fell today. Brother John, did you fall today?
Yes. Amen. Yes, I did.
We all do.
We all fall short of the glory of God.
There. We all fall short of the glory of God. But look what his word says. His mercies are new every day. Why are they new every day? Because we sin and we fall every day. Moving on.
That's right.
Verse 6. Now, Noah was 600 years old when the flood of the waters came upon the earth. So you older men and women, don't think you're too old for God to use you. Noah was 600 years old when God chose him to build the ark. And Noah
Amen.
And his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him went into the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Okay, moving on. Verse 10. After 7 days, the waters of the flood came upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month of the 17th day of the month, all the fountains of the deep burst forth, and the windows of heaven were opened. So here, Scripture simply told you that water came from underneath, and water came from above. I'll read that again, because a lot of people think it just rained. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month of the 17th day of the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of heavens were open. So simply, what does that mean is the earth opened. How much? We don't know. It doesn't say. But water came up from beneath and from above. Why does the scripture tell the listeners? Because there was no escape. If it rains today, you could escape that. You could run. I told you, de la Wuchalin, guys, Grangey, guys, Baro building, I saw shade, wherever, and you could escape the rain. But let me tell you, when water is coming up from under your feet, where are you going to go? But here's the picture. There's no escaping God's judgment. Make no mistake, it's water. But God is using water to judge the earth. This is judgment. He's bringing judgment. His second coming is the final judgment. That's the picture here. It's a lovely story, and children 5 years old and younger know the story. But to see the New Testament truth from this beautiful story. Okay, so moving on. Verse 12, and the rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them entered the ark. So 8 people, Noah, his wife, 2, his 3 sons, and then their 3 wives, 8 total. 8 is a picture of new beginnings, and it's a new beginning for Noah. On the 8th day, Jewish, they would circumcise the little boy. That's a new beginning. That was the Jewish tradition. So we see 8 people on the ark. We're going to see a new world after the flood, so it's a new beginning. Verse 14. They and every beast according to its kind, and livestock of every kind, of every creeping thing, and according to its kind, and every winged creature. Verse 15. They went into the ark with Noah, and to all flesh in which there was breath of life. And those who entered, male and female, of flesh, went in as God commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. The flood continued 40 days on the earth, and the waters increased and bore upon the ark, and it rose high above the earth. Okay, so we'll pause there for now. Brother John, I'm going to give you whatever time you need. If you'd like to open up something here, and then we'll open up the rest of the scripture.
Amen. Just to share with you something, you know, because this is a good teaching about Noah, because it does pertain a lot to the New Testament. As you talk, first of all, in the New Testament, I believe it's in the book of Romans, it tells us 8 were saved by water.
That's right.
In Noah's
That's
day. And,
That's right.
You know, it's talking about the water of the word, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the words that you, I took a couple notes down here, you know, we have to be in the ark, you know,
mm-hmm.
Just like in Noah's days. That means being in the grace of God, walking with
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
and
perfect.
To escape this flood, because if we're not walking, we're outside the ark. And so we're going to drown in that flood. And that's the cares of the world. It's sin. The Bible tells us we're dead in our trespasses and our sins. But glory to God, because of his grace and his love for us, if we receive him, we can be inside the ark, as Noah and his family was. And just another note that you took, talked about was about our heart. You know, this is very important. Only we can change our heart by going to God.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a person who is addicted to drugs or alcohol or whatever. You know, they have to have that desire to quit what they're doing. We have to have that desire to have a change of heart. And
right.
Then we give God something to work with. Without that,
right.
He can't work, because God would
right.
not trespass against our will. Amen. So
that's right.
I just want to share that with
Thank
you.
That was perfect. New Testament to go with the Old Testament story, and that's why we put this together. Brother John, just to give you a background, but most of you probably know, the reason why me and Brother John got together is because he does more New Testament, and I study more Old Testament. But it's not two separate books. It's really all one. It's just the Old Testament ends and the New Testament starts. But none of it is but you all, okay, that's the old, so I don't need the old. I just want the new. It all works together. So he studies more New Testament. I study more Old Testament. And God uses the faith radio ministry to bless everyone all together. Okay, so here's some nuggets, some good nuggets of information that we went over. Now, I went over it real fast, but we want to go back and dig into it. It says, verse 7 of chapter 7, and Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him went into the ark to escape the waters of the flood. So now, here's the payoff for Noah. 600 years old man, God is using him in a mighty way to accomplish God's will for Noah. He could have said, well, you know what? Why don't you want me to build this? Why don't you get me some strong men? Okay? And I'll direct them. I could maybe put the tar on and the pitch, but I don't know about building this 600-foot-long boat, 500-foot-long boat, 75 feet high and 100 feet wide. But you know what he said? Okay. I'm just paraphrasing. But those were one of his words. And God knew that he was going to use him. God knew he would say yes. But God wants to use you today. And he wants your yes. Because it's going to grow you. It's going to learn you. It's going to teach you. After him being 600 years old and suffering, because it was not easy. Don't think that the Lord just created magic and the wood was sitting right in front of him. Don't just think that God created bolts and he kind of put them in. Get that story out of your head. The picture tells us that it took 100 years to build this. God created the earth in 6 days with man. So don't you think he could have made one boat in a matter of speaking it in a half a second? This was for Noah to grow his faith. Because in this time, people are spitting at him, mocking him. Dusan dilo. There's no God, there's no water, and you ain't got no brains. But guess what? There is a God. And Noah might have not been the smartest man in the world, but he knew one thing. Listen. He listened to God, and rain came. And it says in verse 7 that the rain came, and they escaped. Do you want to escape? Do I want to escape? And Brother John, and for all of the rest of whoever's listening, and all of the Christians and non-Christians, the second coming, the judgment, the wrath that's to come, because that's what's coming. That's why we chose to study this. It's a beautiful story, but there's some New Testament truth in here. It says in verse 16, and the Lord shut him in. If you notice, you can't seal the door yourself. God came and closed the door. So you're either shut in or shut out. Let the Lord shut you in. Receive him tonight. At the end of the broadcast, we're going to give a finished prayer. If you've not received the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, tonight would be a good night to do that, because the Bible says tomorrow is not promised to no one. Also, there's no mention of people trying to get into the boat or crying, which they probably was, but Jesus doesn't record it because in Isaiah, it says that he takes no pleasure. We're getting a little bit of feedback. I'll give it a second until it clears up. In Isaiah, it says he takes no pleasure in the death of his people. So did he want them to perish? Of course not. That's why he gave them 100 years to repent while they were Noah was building the boat. They could have said, what is that? Could I get on? It was 500 feet long. There was plenty of room for them. There was room. But do you know why all that room was really created? God knew who was getting on a boat and who wasn't. Just like he knows who's coming, who's going, and who's getting left behind. It was for the animals. The animals was more obedient to God's word than man. It says that every thought of God is continually. Let this word stir in your soul. Let it saturate you. And let it lift you up. Let it open your eyes and see what the Holy Spirit wants to do to you and through you. He can use you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, and they're good plans. They're plans to lift up your soul and to bring you to a new place from our fallen state. Because from Adam, it's a fallen nature. We're born into that. Now, we're not here calling anybody a sinner. But what we are saying is this. We're saved by grace, and grace alone. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, we are saved by grace, and it is a gift. And it's nothing that we've done because we're so good. It's because God is so great. Next week, we're going to get into the flood and Noah being on the ark and above the waters. And we're going to see how that's a picture of him being called unto God and heeding the call of God. So we wanted to give some foundation here of how this all started and why God flooded the earth. And next week we're going to get into Noah more listening to God on the boat. So God bless you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. You that are listening, if you're first time listening, whoever you are, man or woman, pass the number along to your friends, to your family, to your papo, mami, brother, sister, father, mother, because they can need it too. They can use it. So God bless you. Brother John, turn this over to you.
Amen. Amen. Blessed word tonight. Praise the Lord tonight.
Glory to God.
Glory to God, such as it. And I would ask the listeners tonight, you know, as we talked earlier, we have to be in the ark. That means in the protection of God. If you never receive Jesus, if you never receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can tonight by saying a simple prayer, but meaning it in your heart. If you feel empty, if you feel that you're lost in this world, and you want to receive this Jesus that we're talking about, well, you can do it by saying a simple prayer and believing, like I say, just bow your head right now and say, Father God, I come to you as a sinner. I'm lost in my trespasses and sins. Tonight, Father God, I ask you to save my soul. I ask you tonight, Father God, to cleanse me and wash me in the blood of Jesus. I receive him as my Lord, as my Savior. I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I confess that Jesus Christ died for me and rose on the third day. I thank you, Father God. I believe that I am born again. Thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you said that prayer tonight, welcome to the family of God. Find a Bible-believing church. Start reading the Word of God. Praying to your Heavenly Father. And we love you. God bless you. Most of all, God loves you. God loves you. And if you're out there, if you're a believer and you're walking in the world, and you're just confused, maybe you're not the Word any longer, you're not praying, you're not fellowship, you could say this prayer, just like the prodigal son, say, Father God, Tonight I come back to you. I ask you once again to save me. Take me back, Lord. Fill me once again with your Holy Spirit. Give me the desire to walk each and every day with you, Father God. Change my heart tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you said that, God bless you. Welcome back to the family of God. I just want to make some announcements. We're cutting the program short tonight. Be with us Friday night, 11 o'clock. East Coast time, 10 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. And this is it's going to be called Faith Radio. Amen. So next week, you'll have the same telephone number, the same way you'll find us is Faith Radio. And we want to say God bless you. We love you, and thank you for joining us. Like I say, pass out the number. I'll pass it out one more time. 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. God bless
Amen.
You. Good night, and we love you. In Jesus' name, have a blessed week and a blessed holiday and a safe one. In
Amen.
Jesus' name, amen. Good night.
Amen.
God bless.